The Soviets were very fond of reverse engineering, whether it was copying the Fiat automobile or copying American technology, submarines, tanks. They liked to reverse engineer, as were the Japanese, very adept at reverse engineering. When we think of today that we commemorate and pray for the souls lost in 9/11, we should reverse engineer what happened there. Because as horrible and as tragic as that situation was, where did it all begin? In a thought, in an idea in someone's mind, and their heart told them, this evil act is good. And everything sprang from that. Sometimes in our life, we're like children. After one piano lesson, we want to play concertos and Mozart and Bach, Chopin, realizing that it takes years of practice. In our own life, those little deeds, those little thoughts, those little actions will build us in our character and in our spirit. I always think that behind the steering wheel, there are so many opportunities for charity and kind deeds. When someone cuts you off, wouldn't it be nice if you said, God bless them, I need to pray for that person, instead of using French words or something? That would be nice. Or if someone takes your parking spot, to say a prayer, to think of how this is an opportunity for patience. Great inventors always looked at failures and obstacles as opportunities for innovation and progress. In the spiritual life, we as Christians sometimes are stumped and stymied by the most frivolous of things, when we should be saying, okay, even in my failure, behind the steering wheel, in the kitchen, in the classroom, at work, the littlest thing, this is an opportunity for me to see myself as I am. I tell this story often about a rich woman in Paris who invited an old bishop to tea to show off her knowledge about religion, about the Bible. And as they were being served tea, the waitress spilled tea on her. And she began to scream and yell and fired the person. And the bishop said, you should never fire someone who is teaching you about yourself. Every time we lose our cool, we say something wrong, we're disappointed, never say that's out of character. That's in character. In your weakest moments, when no one is looking or when you're caught off guard, you and I have the truth about ourselves revealed. And that obstacle, that difficulty, is an opportunity for spiritual innovation and progress. Reverse engineer your life and look at all those little moments. They are not useless. They are not negligible. They are the very substance of which things are made of which your life is composed of. 9/11 began as a horrible idea. But we can conquer evil by having little good ideas turn out to be a beautiful life. Slava Isusu Hristu!